Hey, it's Craig here, episode 257 of the podcast. Wherever you are, I hope you're well. If you're from where I am, Sydney, it's just raining, but you know, the weather here is normally always so beautiful. And who's to say the rain isn't beautiful, but yeah, definitely is a difference, but can't control it. So you got to enjoy it. This week, I wanted to talk about exercise or being active. Now, I always think in respect to your performance just in everyday life. Before we start anywhere, we've got to get our sleep right. And then exercise and nutrition play an important part of everything. But those three areas are so important. You know, whether you're feeling down and out, your energy is lacking, things aren't working for you, you're finding yourself agitated and angry all the time, go back to those three and see, are they all where they should be? Because that's what I've found a lot of the times is the most important areas of our life. Because often we just feel really bad just because we just haven't had a good sleep. And things always look different through tired eyes. But exercise is an interesting one because I know many of you out there are exercising regularly. And interesting enough, over the last 20 years, more people than ever are going to gyms and like a regular exercise routine. However, in that same time, that people have increased in going to gyms, so as our levels of obesity. So even though we might be exercising regularly, due to our modern lifestyle, our actual physical activity throughout the day has completely declined. And how many of you out there, like how many steps do you get in a day? I forget your exercise routine that you might do an hour or whatever it is. And getting back to that, what should it look like? Well, really, you know, at the very least, we want to be exercising strength-wise or resistance training. We need to do each body part 2 to 3 times a week. So you need those sessions in play. And you need about 150 minutes a week of moderate physical activity, or if it's high-intensity physical activity, about 75 minutes. But so for most of us, that's about 5 sessions of 30 minutes of aerobic-type activity, coupled with your strength training, and you're going to be quite well off. But additional to that is that we want to try and get these steps in. And actual fact that when you look at the research, there's some studies out there that show just people that have 7,000 steps a day, they've got such a higher capacity to live longer just by getting that done. And so if you are in a situation where you're sitting at your desk all day, and so many of us are, we're sitting down so much more, that if we can just get every hour, and this is going to help you with your work anyway, just get up and walk around for 2, 3, 4 minutes, and you're going to be much, much better off. Like, that's a really important one to think of. If you can do that every hour that you're working, you are going to be... Well, I'm back. That was my dogs who were always protecting me. But just on that, if you can get regular walking into your day, you're going to be so much better off. And the best way to do that is every hour, I think, okay, I'm going to have to go out and just get up and walk around for just a few minutes. And that will make a difference. The other thing is after you eat, if you can get a 20-minute walk in after you have something to eat. So that would be however many times that you eat. And I'm just about to do that now. I've just had my meal for the day and I'll go out for a 20-minute walk or just a 10-15-minute walk around the block. That's going to help you as well. And these simple things are going to make such a difference. So like if you think of your life, think, okay, I might have my exercise routine down pat, like, you know, going to the gym and doing that, but it's just not enough. Because we just are not active. So if you can, like, just to make things more active, if you take public transport, you're going to be more active. Just by doing that, you'll be more active. And it's better for the environment as well. But if you're working from home, just think about that. Can I get up every hour, get up out of my chair and walk around? Like, I speak to a lot of people that are in the chair most of the day and their back is sore. Everything starts to become sore simply because they're not moving around enough. Now, if you've got a stand-up desk, that helps. And now there's under-desk treadmills, and they're not that expensive, but I would find that pretty hard to deal with. So it might work for you, but I've never liked a stand-up desk. But just by doing that, you're going to be better off. So think about in your day, where can you get more activity? Now, I'm not talking about your exercise regime. You've got to lock that away. That's good. This is additional. It's that incidental type activity. Because we really aren't as healthy as we think we are. You know, most of the time our life expectancy has just been improved by the improvements in medicines and medical care, rather than us being better just because we are maintaining our physical activity and good nutrition. Now, I'll start with exercise today, or physical activity, but think about that and do an assessment on yourself. Like if you're not wearing something that's counting your steps, I mean, start to think, how active am I? And most devices now, even your phone, will count how many steps you get in a day and see if you're getting up to that 7,000 to 10,000 mark. Because I think it's about only 25% of Americans actually, I know I'm in Australia, but the US, some studies have been done there, and about 25% get over 7,000 steps a day. The majority only get 4,000 to 5,000 steps. So modern life has taken away us being active just in everyday life. So think about that, see how you go, and as always, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, try and make the world a better place.